Boris looking for Odson Edouard, who might get the break of the ball. Oh, what a magical finish from Odson Edouard. The Celtic celebrating once more.
It's hit by Lee Griffiths.
It's in! And at the 13th time of asking, Lee Griffiths scores for Scotland.
Lissa continues right again and behind. Christian Pulisic! What can this kid do?
Hello and welcome everyone to the first real episode of the Goal Scorers Podcast. If you didn't listen to the introduction episode, my name is Dion, and you really should go back and listen to that just to get a feel of how the podcast is actually going to go starting today. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Man U versus Chelsea, that happened on Saturday. Definitely glad I did not get to watch it. I will say I did not get to watch it. I did watch the highlights. Wasn't much there other than Maguire grabbing in the box. That definitely should have been a penalty for Chelsea. But it was not. Definitely should have been. Mendy. Woo. Dude, he was killing it as goalie. So many good saves during it. I think he's better than Kepa. You might think I'm wrong. Let me know if you do think so or not. But yes, he is definitely better than Kepa, especially just from that performance. He had a lot of good saves in the game on Saturday. And then we'll just touch base. Christian Pulisic, I got to mention him from the U.S. He's one of my favorite players. He had a couple good chances, right at the beginning of the game. He had one right outside the box. And then he had a run at the far post that he should have got on the end of. But man, what a game. Very gross, raining. It's hard to, I would say that it's probably very, very, very hard to play in those conditions. And that's probably why we saw a 0-0 game. And I feel like rain like that, you either have it one way or the other. You have it as 0-0. Or it's a high-scoring game, like 3 goals each. That's my thoughts on the Man U versus Chelsea game. Let me know what your thoughts were. Reach out to me on Twitter, DionWV32. The next game I wanted to cover, which is another Premier League game, was Man City and West Ham. Man, Man City is really struggling right now this year. Mid-table, which I'm going to talk about the table for the Premier League in a little bit here, right after this breakdown of the game. But I'll start out with, I do love Man City's uniforms, the kits that they wore on Saturday, that black, very, very nice. They always have nice kits. One of my favorite kits, they come out with new kits every year. And I think if they didn't, I would probably buy more kits. I already have a bunch of them in general. But man, those Man City kits were pretty nice on Saturday. But they are struggling this year. I can't believe it that they're struggling as much as they are. So we'll talk about the first goal, Antonio's goal for West Ham. What a goal. Man, he was being held in the box and just that over... he wasn't even facing the goal. That's a pretty good goal. And then Phil's goal was pretty good. He turned, was in the box. He was unmarked. That's the bad thing. West Ham just let down their guard a little bit. Man City took advantage of that. And I think his name is Fabianski. I might be wrong. Someone let me know if I pronounced that right. The goal for West Ham. He had some very, very nice saves in this game. The breakaway that Sterling had, and then there was another one. Someone came down the left-hand side and tried to score, and he popped it up in the air, and then he went and caught it. So he had a really good game. from the looks of it. I did not get to watch that game either, but I did watch the highlights. And the Premier League, we'll go ahead and talk about the Premier League here. The Premier League table is crazy right now. I mean, we have teams like Man City in 15th. We have Man City is 13th. I'm sorry. I apologize. And Manchester United is 15th. And then you also have Arsenal down in 11th. I know it's early in the season, you know, six games in. But still, and then you're seeing teams like Everton at the top. Aston Villa is in third place right now. And then I think Leicester City, you know, they should be up there. Vardy is unbelievable. And then you have, you know, Tottenham, you know, the Hotspurs, you know, they're up there. But then you have like Leeds United in sixth place and Southampton in seventh and then Crystal Palace in eighth. Who knew that this is how the table would look six games in? I know that it's only six games in. It's very early. But what's everyone else's thoughts? Tell me, do you think it looks okay right now, like you would expect this to happen and things will change going forward? Or do you? Is it mind-blowing to you also how this Premier League table looks right now? And we'll go ahead and, you know, move on from the Premier League. And next we'll talk about the Dortmund and Schalke game. A big game in the Bundesliga. All I have to say is Haaland is crazy. Man, he is crazy good. I cannot wait to see his... I hope that he just keeps going trending up. I hope that he is one of the top players for years to come. I think he has the talent. You know, and how like tall and stuff he is and how he is built and how fast he is. I think he can be good for a very long time. His goal was pretty good, you know, break through that back line and Jaden's pass through. That was really good. Also, I'm very shocked that this game ended up being 3-0, especially since at halftime it was 0-0. The one goal was very good reflexes by the Dortmund player. I do not know how to say his name. And then the header by Hummels was pretty nice too. If you get the if you can, go check that out. The highlights were pretty good in that game for the second half, especially for all three goals. That's the only game that I'm going to talk about for the Bundesliga right now. I will probably talk more about the Bundesliga in episodes to come, but that was really the only game that stood out to me and that I wanted to talk about today. And of course, we have to talk about El Clasico, Barcelona versus Real Madrid. We'll start with Real Madrid. You know, good win for them. Ramos with the penalty. I'd like to know what people's thoughts are of Sergio Ramos. Tell me what you think of him. I am not a huge fan of him. Just because of his attitude and, you know, how he plays sometimes. I do feel like he plays dirty sometimes. But he's actually been quiet pretty recently in, like, the media and stuff, I would say, I guess. So I'm not a big fan, but yes, he is a very good player. He's very good at his position. I will say that. But let's go to the flip side. It was very good by Real Madrid. 3-1 win. But let's talk about Barcelona. Barcelona has been very disappointing recently. And I would say in the last couple years, they've been pretty disappointing. I think Fati is going to be really good. And I hope he continues to trend up. Also, like how I was talking about Haaland. He's very good. I feel bad for... I feel bad for Messi and Fati. You know, they're good. And hopefully Barcelona will start to turn it around. I don't know what their league table looks like and where they stand in the league table. But hopefully they'll be at the top by the end of the year. And I know I said let's switch back and talk about Barcelona. But I would like to talk about Luka's goal in the 3-1 win for Real Madrid. What patience in the box. Like, he had some very good patience for that goal. And, you know, they deserved the win. They played very well. I think that Barcelona is lacking on defense, and that's where they need to improve in the defensive end. I think they have the goal scorers, and they have a pretty good midfield. I think it's defense that they really need to focus on. So we're going to go ahead and move on, and we're going to talk about my two teams, two of my favorite teams. And it was actually a very disappointing weekend for me with my teams. We've got the Atlanta United versus DC United on Saturday, and United won in the 90th minute with a goal to win 2-1. Atlanta really needed to win this game. They really needed to. I don't think that we have a chance to make it into the playoffs. I think there is a chance, but I just don't see it happening. I don't think we played well enough this year to make it. It's been a very disappointing year. We definitely missed Joseph Martinez in the lineup, and then we lose people like Pity, and you know, injuries were really bad this year for Atlanta. So we'll see what next year brings. I feel like if we can stay healthy, we definitely do have the attacking to score more goals, and I think we'll be back up at the top of the table next year. So moving on from that, going to the Celtic FC game against Aberdeen. I didn't get to watch the first half, but I guess I really didn't miss anything. It was nice to actually see Celtic fight back, but Aberdeen is a team that we should not be struggling against, in my opinion. The team looked non-existent in the second half at the beginning of it, and I'm guessing this is what they looked like at the beginning in the first half. And then I really think things changed whenever Lee Griffiths and Scott Brown came on. I felt like they brought a little more intensity, and you know, that brought more enthusiasm. But it was sad to see before that, like, I felt like everyone was just out there kicking the ball around, and that's all that they expected. Like, we need to push forward, we need to try to score. And a lot of these new guys, I don't feel like we have any, like, standout strikers besides Edward and Griffiths. And it's hard for Griffiths to stay healthy and fit for the game. So that's sad for me, Neil Lennon needs to do something. He's not shown any enthusiasm, and he's just sitting on the bench. Like, they showed him so many times, like, after a play or anything, like, he's just sitting on the bench like, I really don't want to be here. Like, that's what it seems like. I think where we need to improve is we need to improve on defense. I was actually excited for Duffy to come in, and so far he has really disappointed me in what I have seen from him. And it was also nice to be able to watch the game. It was on ESPN Plus, so I didn't have to wait until highlights came out. I got to actually watch the second half of it, but it was really disappointing to come away with a draw. I think that we're also lucky that it was just a draw and we did not lose this game. So I'm really wanting to see what happens in the next week. We got a Europa League game coming up, Thursday, against Lille, and we'll see what it'll turn out to be. And that's actually one of the games that I will be doing a prediction. So that segment is coming up right after this. And I guess I was very disappointed in both of my teams, Atlanta United and Celtic FC. Celtic are now, I think, 6 or 7 points behind Rangers in the table. So we've got to pick it up, especially if we want to get that 10 in a row. And I so want us to. And right now, I don't think we have the enthusiasm and the drive to do that. And I think it starts with the coaching staff. I think Neil Lennon really needs to turn it around. So next we will go ahead and we are going to go into the prediction portion of the podcast. And I plan on keeping track of all of the predictions that I make. So each week that I make picks, that I'll keep track of that, and we'll touch base on how I'm doing. And also, I'd like people to interact, you know, at me on Twitter and give me what your predictions are of the games that I choose. And I will also keep track of that. I want this to be interactive and fun. So we'll jump into that part. And so our first games that we're going to talk about are some Champions League games. And the first one I want to talk about is the Chelsea versus... I really don't know how to say this team's name. FC Krasnodar? I don't know. Someone help me out. Let me know how you actually say that team's name. But I am going to go with Chelsea on this. I think Chelsea is the stronger team. Hopefully they'll turn it around from that Man United game over the weekend. I just don't think the other team is a match for Chelsea. So I think that Chelsea will win this game. The next game that we have is Dortmund against Zenit. I think that's how you say it. Someone also correct me if I'm wrong. I think that Dortmund is on fire right now with Haaland and then Sancho. I just think that Dortmund's going to win this. I don't think that that Zenit has what it takes to stop them on that. The next game that I'm going to predict is, of course, we have to talk about this game. Juventus versus Barcelona. You know, Ronaldo versus Messi. I looked at this game a little bit. I'm pretty sure Ronaldo is coming back and going to play in this game. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't read anything if he is or not. But I think that Juventus is going to win this game. Barcelona is struggling, and I don't think it's going to change. I don't think that that's going to change this quick and against someone like Barcelona. I mean, against Juventus. And also, the game is at Juventus, so I think that Juventus is going to win on their home turf. So, we'll see. So that was my prediction for that one. And our next game that I'm going to predict, I would also like your predictions, this is the last Champions League game that we are going to predict for this week. And that is the Manchester United versus RB Leipzig game. I think it's going to be very close. It might come down to only one goal. The game is at the Old Trafford, so I think I'm going to have to go with Man United on this one. I think that they're going to do it. The next game is I'm going to predict the Atlanta United versus Orlando City. They're rivals, you know, that this has been a rival since, you know, they came into the league. And unfortunately, I got to go against my team. I don't think that we're going to beat them. I think Orlando City will win this game just because we are struggling that much. I would love to see Atlanta prove me wrong on this, but I think Orlando City is going to beat us in this game. They've beat us the last couple games, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Give me one second here. I just want to look at this game here and see. So, yes, the match fact is that we actually drew with them in the last game. So, but the game is in Orlando, and we've actually tied with them the last two times, and then Orlando won 3-1 on August 29th. So, I will have to say Orlando City is going to beat us again for this year. In this game. The next game, I'm just throwing this in here. These next couple games are going to be the Europa League predictions, and then that will be the end of the podcast. The first game, it's just one that I've thrown out there, CFR versus Young Boys. Don't really know too much about either one of these teams. But I just like throwing games out there and just predicting them because I like to go back and look at the highlights and see how these teams do and all of that. So the last time that these two teams have played was back in 2013, and they tied 1-1. So I'm going to make a prediction that the Young Boys will win this game. I know that they're away. I think they are away to CFR, but I think the Young Boys are going to pull it out. And then the next Europa League game that I'm going to predict here, we're going to do a prediction, is I think it's Slavia Prague against Bayer Leverkusen. It's a tongue twister. So correct me. I like when people interact. Correct me how to say the names. I watch highlights and stuff of these teams. Like I've seen Bayer Leverkusen play before. I've heard him say it. But if I'm saying it incorrectly, please reach out. Let me know that I am saying it incorrectly. So looking at these two teams, Bayer has drawn in their last five games. They've drawn 2 and won 3. Slavia has lost 2, won 2, and have drawn. They are playing in Slavia, but I think Bayer has the better team. I think that they're a stronger team than what Slavia is, and so I think that Bayer is going to come out with the W on that one. The next game in the Europa League is Rangers versus Poznan. Please, once again, I'm terrible with pronunciations, so please let me know. I've not really heard anything about this other team. They are playing at Ibrox, the Rangers. The Rangers are on fire right now in the Scottish Premier League. So, and they've won their last five games, and I think that's going to continue against these guys. Their last five games, the other team has won 2, lost 2, and drawn. But I think Rangers are just on fire right now, and I think they're going to continue playing that way. And I think that they're going to get the win in this game. Next is the Lille Celtic game. I've got a feeling that Celtic are going to turn it around. I really do. I feel like they're going to turn it around, but not enough. Lille has won 4 and drawn 1 in the last 5 games. Celtic, unfortunately, has won 2, lost 2, and have drawn in their last 5 games. I think they're going to come out and show a good game, and I actually think that this game is going to end in a draw. That's what I'm going to call for this game. So I'm just going to call that it's a draw. I don't know if it'll be 1-1, 2-2, maybe even 0-0. If I would have to say, I think it'll end up being 1-1. But I am just calling for a draw. I'm not really going to give a score prediction. I'm just going to predict who wins. Or if there's a draw, like in this instance. So the last game that we're going to predict for the Europa League is probably an easy one. I probably should have looked at these teams a little bit better and picked a better matchup. But it is Royal against Tottenham. Royal has actually won their last 5 games. And the Spurs have won 2. Well, actually won 4 and have drawn 1. They are playing their game in Royal at the Royal Stadium. But I think Tottenham's just too good for them. I think that they are the better team. Tottenham, I think that they'll probably even run that table, to be honest. And I don't think that they're going to lose a game in that table. So I'm going to go with Tottenham on this one for the prediction. So that is actually all the games that I'm going to predict for this episode. This is about how many games I would like to predict during each segment. of the podcast, and it might be a little too many. We might cut it down a little bit. Please let me know what you think. Interact with me. Tell me what your score predictions are on Twitter. Like I said earlier in the podcast, if you want to be a part of this, I will be more than glad to put you in the spreadsheet that I have of my predictions, and I'm going to keep track of them, and I will, you know, I'll talk about who has how many wins, how many losses. Really, I'll just keep up with how many you got correct most of the time, not really how many you got wrong. I'll just say, like, you know, out of this one, so we picked, I think, 10 games. So we picked 10 games in this episode, you know, and if you get 5 correct, I'll be like, oh, well, you know, I got 5 out of 10 correct. And that's how I'm going to keep track of that. And I'll talk about games. But other than that, that's how I'm going to end the podcast. Thank you for listening, especially if you're listening this far into the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know things that you think I should add, take out. And even let me know if, you know, I should look into different leagues. You know, mostly I'm going to talk about the big leagues, like the Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga. I know the MLS isn't that big of a league for the world, but I'll touch base in that. And, you know, the Scottish Premier League because of Celtic, I will talk about that. But if there's a league that you're interested in and you think that I would be interested in, let me know. I'll look into it and we'll even talk about that. So that is going to be the end of the podcast. If you want to reach out, like I said, I'm on Twitter at DionWV32. It is going to be in the description. But other than that, that is the end for this podcast. Thank you for listening.